Welcome to Improve Something Today, where we're practicing continuous improvement in a world that's just one damn thing after another. I'm Brian. No thanks. I'm not interested. I don't want these awesome features. I'll pay full price. Nah, I don't want to be a successful entrepreneur. No thanks. Maybe later. I am already an iPhone master. Stop. Reject $50 off. Decline my savings. Nah, I don't like free things. No thanks. I don't want a free water bottle. No, I'll pay full price. No thanks. Thank you. I'm already subscribed. That was No Thanks, a poem by Nevin Murgon, who describes it as a poem made of ad-closing link text. I've been thinking about storytelling lately. We're wired for stories, aren't we? In the No Thanks poem, we can instantly recognize the inauthenticity in these ad pitches. The stories don't sit right. We can see where they're going, but we don't follow to the end. So, what about the cultures of fear and hierarchy that we create and perpetuate in our organizations? Those are made out of stories. Same goes for the whole culture that we swim in or drown in. The philosopher Richard Rorty said it, "The world does not speak, only we do." I think that if there's hope in anything, it's the idea that we can change these stories. They're mutable. I think of people as individuals, as selves who are going through this process of being selves rather than as completed, final, static things. You know, we're processes, not souls. We're on the train experiencing the ride of being ourselves. And the stories we hear and repeat to ourselves and others are the landscapes flitting by past the window in patterns of light and shadow and detail. If we find stories that we can tell and believe in, we can change the world. I give the last word to Arundhati Roy with a little excerpt from an essay in her amazing book, War Talk. She writes, "Our strategy should not only be to confront empire, but to lay siege to it, to deprive it of oxygen, to shame it, to mock it, with our art, our music, our literature, our stubbornness, our joy, our brilliance, our sheer relentlessness, and our ability to tell our own stories. Stories that are different from the ones we're being brainwashed to believe. The corporate revolution will collapse if we refuse to buy what they are selling, their ideas, their version of history, their wars, their weapons, their notion of inevitability. Remember this, we be many, and they be few. They need us more than we need them. Another world is not only possible, she's on her way. On a quiet day, I can hear her breathing." Thanks. Talk to you soon.